You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Welcome back. We really appreciate you tuning in and listening at WBCR here. I want to continue on with the discussion on how man changed the Sabbath, God's Sabbath, from Saturday to Sunday illegally, in violation of the scriptures, breaking the fourth commandment, and without authorization of any kind from God, in fact, against what God said. You know, Paul warned us that men were going to come in and pervert the things that Jesus taught, the original faith that was taught by Jesus Christ himself. So let's take a look here in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. He tells us, "Now the Spirit expressly says that in later times some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons." Yes, changing the Sabbath from Saturday to Sunday is a doctrine of demons. Satan is behind it. Every time that Israel abandoned the Sabbath, they were punished. They fell into idolatry. They would worship false and pagan deities. This is the reason why they were taken into captivity, that they were divorced by God. He's put them away. The 10 northern tribes were the worst out of all of them. Only the southern tribes, the house of Judah, is identifiable today. And the only reason they are is they continue to keep the Sabbath. The northern tribes assimilated into pagan Gentile lands. Assyria took them captive and hauled them away, murdered the men, raped the women, took the children and converted them into little pagans and destroyed the house of Israel. So Paul warns us not to fall for these demonic, deceiving spirits. And oh, they're sooth talkers. Oh, they're so smooth. Oh, they can sound so righteous. They put on their righteous garments, their garbs. They put on their righteous voices. They actually do an entertainment session. Think about it. You gotta pay to go to the movies. You gotta pay to go to a comedy club. You gotta pay for entertainment of just about any kind. That's the whole thing of what Gatlinburg and Pigeon Forge in East Tennessee, that's prime entertainment zone. And everything you do up there, that's geared to the public, you pay for. Even going to the national park now, you're gonna pay. So, this is what's going on here. This is what is going on. You can go to church for free. They can pass the plate and you can let it go right past you. That's demonic teachings, folks. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath. Time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.